WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In New Mexico, officials at a briefing releasing the cause of deaths for actor Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy after their bodies were found in their Santa Fe home last week. New Mexico Chief Medical Investigator Dr. Heather Jarrell.
The cause of death for Mr. Gene Hackman, aged 95 years, is hypertensive and atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, with Alzheimer's disease as a significant contributory factor.
Dr. Jarrell says his wife Betsy died from hantavirus, pulmonary virus naturally found in mice. Authorities say after reviewing records and cameras in the home, both died on different days. The jobs report for February from the Labor Department showing 151,000 jobs added last month, slightly higher than in January, but missing economists' projections. A quick-moving winter storm stretching from the Midwest to the East Coast, and avalanche concerns remain in the Colorado Rockies. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A number of U.S. Department of Agriculture workers in Wisconsin have been temporarily reinstated with questions over the legality of their firings. On Wednesday, the Merit Systems Protection Board ordered the agency to reinstate about 6,000 probationary staff members across the country for 45 days. The workers were fired amid efforts to dramatically slash the federal workforce by the Trump administration and Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. Those workers still have little clarity on their job security after these 45 days. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is calling for increased funding for staffing at the Wisconsin State Crime Laboratories. This week, Attorney General Call and a group of state legislators called for $2.7 million of the state budget to hire for an additional 19 positions in the labs. There are just three crime labs across the state to cover the forensic evidence needs of law enforcement authorities in 72 counties. Officials say they've seen long backlogs in processing evidence, causing lengthy delays in court proceedings for serious cases. Governor Tony Evers has announced the appointment of Phil Grassman to serve as the new Rusk County Sheriff. According to a press release, Grassman will serve the remainder of Sheriff Jeffrey Wallace's current term, ending in 2027. Sheriff Wallace recently announced his intent to retire and said Grassman will be an excellent replacement. Grassman joined the sheriff's office as a deputy in 2004 and was appointed chief deputy in 2015. He also served as deputy warden of the Wisconsin DNR in Ladysmith from 2007 to 2016. The Washburn County Board of Supervisors is now accepting applications for 2025 alcohol and other drug abuse and use prevention mini-grants. The grant program provides community groups with funding for efforts to develop healthy communities. The county has offered the funding since 1987, and this year there is $10,000 available through the Washburn County Community Alliance for Prevention. Applications for the grant funding can be submitted online, and individual organizations can receive up to $1,000. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers blank the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers shut out the Oakland A's last night 10-0 in Cactus League action. Pat Murphy asked if the crew can make the playoffs again this year.
Of course we can. We have in the past, and we can again.
College basketball, Marquette getting ready to host number 6-ranked St. John's at Fiserv Forum tomorrow. The Badgers take on Penn State at noon tomorrow at the Kohl Center. The UWM Panthers losing at home to Oakland 72-64 in the Horizon League tournament, ending their season at 21-11. And Mason Crosby retiring today as a Packer. He only played for one other team, the Giants, after leaving Green Bay.
I'm so grateful for the Packers allowing me to let me retire and be done and be a Packer forever, because that's where my heart is. And I hope everybody knows that I did play three games one other place, but I will be a Green Bay Packer forever.
That's former Packers kicker Mason Crosby with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight. A low in the upper teens. For the weekend, more sunshine than clouds and warmer. High in the mid-40s Saturday, upper 40s Sunday. Dry through most of next week and warm. Lots of 40s and 50s, even some 60s. Currently 40 degrees.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
It's Motown Mondays. We have Stephen Williams, owner of Blue Book, discussing debtors, recent arrests. We'll also welcome Dr. Anthony Eastreet, CEO of the National Association of Social Workers. Stay tuned.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings, 8 till 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And happy Friday. Welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. We have made it another week. You can be a big part, 855-752-4842, 855-75 Civic. Got Jess P.S. working hard on the board, working a little harder during the break here, Jess. You know how the tech goes. Appreciate you, sister. And folks, you can join 855-75-CIVIC. Lots to get to today. We've got some of the local news here in the state of Wisconsin. We've got, of course, have to address the national news, what's going on with the Dojis and the Trumpies and the FBI and the cash money Patelis and their great ideas. This is going to be a fun one.
Oh, yeah.
Do have some sound that we will get to as well. Derek Van Orden, man, he is talking all sorts of trash out there.
Yeah.
He is a history buff, you know.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
I'm telling you, man, reading Budweiser labels on the can does not consist of history. I'm just saying, man. But whatever, that's fine. Yeah, we'll hear from Derek Van Orden as well as Brad Schimmel. Brad Schimmel, he is all in for the Trump train, but of course he wants to be elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
He really would.
He would really, really like that. Oh, he would really like that. If you ever heard him over the years, he's very busy.
He's very busy.
And I got to go to a fundraiser.
He spends more time complaining than we do.
been doing his radio thing for quite a while, man. And so I've had the opportunity to remember and listen to some Schimmel over the years. And honestly, just it's never good.
No.
And doesn't seemingly get better.
No.
Unlike this fine program, we constantly improve. We constantly get better.
Absolutely.
Also, it's Friday night. What are your plans today? Are you going to go out? You going to hang out? Well, if you have nothing going on or if you're looking for some excitement, may I suggest heading on down to Kenosha, UW Parkside in Kenosha, Wisconsin, for Fighting Oligarchy. Man, Bernie Sanders is coming
to
town.
Hell yeah.
Bring the party. Take an Uber home and join Bernie. Bernie Sanders, according to Urban Milwaukee, headed to Michigan and Wisconsin for Fighting Oligarchy Tour. a second swing of his National Fighting Oligarchy, Where We Go From Here Tour. Where We Go From Here. That's a great. I love the fact we lamented here, and certainly the Democrats and progressives and folks that are not happy with this administration. Where's the leadership? What's going on? Who's doing what? Bernie's on the road, man.
Yeah.
Bernie is out on the road bringing it.
You can always count on Bernie to keep the energy up and to never look a defeat in the eyes and go, okay, I'll go home. Absolutely not.
No, and Bernie's not a young man, and I'm certainly going to miss him when he's gone. So while you get a chance, head on down to Kenosha. His tour, his Fighting Oligarchy, Where We Go From Here tour, is focused on the takeover of the national government by billionaires and large corporations. We've talked about that quite a bit here. And the country's move toward authoritarianism. You smell that, don't you?
Stinky.
It's like burnt toast. It's not great. The tour is targeting districts narrowly won by Republicans in 2024 to pressure them to vote against any cuts to Medicaid, housing, nutrition, education, and other basic needs to pay for more tax breaks for the richest in this country. And I think that's something we need to constantly remind everybody. All these stories that we hear, all the back and forth, all the doji, all the fist pounding and cane raising and censuring. What is this all about? It's about finding money to fund tax breaks for billionaires to the tune of $4.5 trillion. I mean, that's the point.
Right.
That is it.
It's not putting money into your pockets.
No.
It's taking money, in fact, out of your pockets and giving it to people who have so much money, they can't spend it even if they try really, really hard.
But they give it all away?
For just a little bit more.
Urban Milwaukee continues. The first leg of the tour, Sanders hosted thousands of working class people and overflow crowds in Omaha and Iowa City. He outlined how Americans can fight back against President Trump and Elon Musk, or is it President Musk and Donald Trump?
Hard to keep it straight.
Who are quickly moving the country toward authoritarianism, oligarchy, and kleptocracy. Next, he will head to Michigan and Wisconsin, where Elon Musk has spent $1 million on the state Supreme Court contest. I think it might be more than that by now when you talk about some of the other front groups that he is funding. Mm-hmm. Senator Sanders said this, quote, "Today, the oligarchs and the billionaire class are getting richer and richer and have more and more power. Meanwhile, 60% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, and most of our people are struggling to pay for health care, child care, and housing. This country belongs to all of us, not just the few. We must fight back." Yeah, man, absolutely. And I know AOC is out there, you know, saying some things and doing some things, and I certainly appreciate that. And she, you know, obviously a little bit younger than Bernie Sanders.
Just a touch.
You know, the guy's getting up there, right? I mean, and he still brings the heat. And I hope more and more Democrats will do this. Tonight, Friday night, baby, the Friday night fights, 6:30 p.m., the Fighting Oligarchy, Where We Go From Here tour with Bernie Sanders in Kenosha, UW Parkside. And also, then, going tomorrow, Saturday morning, 11:30 a.m., he'll be in Altoona High School in Altoona, Wisconsin. And then he continues on from there at 4 p.m. in Warren, Michigan. And I love the fact that Bernie's going to these locations that barely went for Trump. You know, and again, I think there's a lot of folks out there, and I know we rip on the MAGAs. But, you know, there's some Trump voters that are not MAGA, and I would make a distinction. And there are Republicans who are not MAGA, certainly make that distinction. They're called Never Trumpsters. You never really see them anymore, but they were once there, and now they're gone. I read an article, and I'm going to read it to you, but basically a Hispanic guy got pulled over by ICE with a couple other folks, and the ICE folks, according to his reporting, came out guns drawn, asking basically to see their papers. He's an American citizen. He's a citizen, naturalized citizen. And they were kind of, you know, busting his chops, like not really believing him. Hey, I'll show you my ID. Keep your hands up, you know, that kind of thing. Well, eventually they looked at his real ID and acknowledged that, let him go. They apparently arrested the other folks. The dude, Hispanic dude, a Trump voter. And he's like, oh man, I didn't know they'd do that. I didn't know
I'm one of the good ones.
Right. What's the leopard face eating, you know, contest?
Oh, yeah. Woman who votes for leopards eating face party. Shocked when leopards come from her face.
I didn't know that would happen to me.
Yeah.
So, and certainly that's troublesome, sure. And I would have expected that. And apparently, according to this reporting, it has and is and continues to happen.
And it's going
to
get worse.
And it's going to get worse. And those Trump voters out there that perhaps like this gentleman will maybe see the light. So I'm not going to don't want to categorize everybody as being, you know, totally drinking the Kool-Aid and all that kind of stuff. I mean, there are lots of reasons to vote quote unquote conservative, although I don't know who the conservative candidate may have been in this race, because Trump, He's not a conservative. He's certainly not a Christian. We heard him tell us that. I'm not a Christian. Yeah, okay, but you love him anyway, don't you, folks? So the folks that are, you know, randomly out there, you know, maybe jumping from party to party. I used to be, you know, that, you know, both for libertarians, mm-hmm. Republicans, mm-hmm. Democrats, bounce around. Depends on what my mood was like. So, I don't want to be judging myself. Can't do that. So there is some room for that. And I appreciate the fact that Senator Sanders is picking out these places that went for Trump that are really, they can be flipped back. And I think the populist message that Bernie started out with in the 2016 cycle, that Trump kind of took over and promised all sorts of things.
Right, and will never deliver.
Infrastructure week in 2 weeks, and we'll have a better health care plan
it's
than
on
the
its
ACA.
Way down.
Yeah, where it's coming. 2 weeks. I saw a cut up of him over the course of probably 2 years saying uh-huh. 2 weeks.
Two weeks, 18 times.
It was just terrible. Oh, it's going to be great. So the guy just says these things, and he says it with confidence. And if you say things with confidence, boy. With confidence, sometimes people believe you.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he is a talented communicator. I mean, he words come out of his mouth. I mean, how can you possibly believe a freaking word of it? You know, based on what? What was the last thing the guy...
Because you wanna.
Want to so bad. And again, the result of this administration, you know, what, barely 45, 40 some days in.
Oh, God. Has it only been that?
I know, it seems so much longer. Jobs reports out today.
Yeah. Yeah.
151,000 jobs created in the month.
Sure.
160,000 jobs were expected. So below mm-hmm. expectations and certainly lower than you know, some of the robust job growth under Joe Biden. Now, again, at some point, this becomes, and I know they try to, and they'll still, oh, this is a Biden economy, and so on.
It's going to be the Biden economy for 4 years.
But at some
Unless
point.
Unless it starts doing really well.
At some point, well, I'm okay if it starts to go really well. I'm okay with that.
Right.
I'm okay.
We're not
great.
Actually hoping that the country tanks.
I just highly doubt that this man is going to be the
what?
One to
you know,
lead
based
us
on
to
experience?
Prosperity. Based on his last time around, based on the you know basic market fundamentals, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. based on I don't know, things like rising costs. Tariff wars.
Small things.
I mean, there's other things that can have an impact. Uncertainty. You know how we love volatility around here. I didn't see what the VIX did today.
I actually saw it came down a little bit.
Oh, the VIX. What was it today? Like in negative territory?
Oh, God. No,
all right,
don't
worry
know.
About it. That's fine. I'll look it up at the break. But for Bernie Sanders to go out there again at this point in his career, at his mm-hmm. age, I mean, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, this is a guy who believes what he's saying. He's never wavered, since I've been listening to him over the last 15 years. And I'm just, he's been around a long time. So maybe there are some things he said years and years ago that may contradict what he is saying today. But at the end of the day, he is right on point. This is our country, us, we, the people, not they, the oligarchs. There are way more many of us than them. And just by the overwhelming ability, the mass of our votes, we can dictate if we're organized, if we're educated. Yes, you got to be up on the issues. And if we can get some folks that, you know, maybe don't vote much, find some folks that are being hurt. It's been really it's terrible. Some of the reporting out there of some of these federal jobs, they're being lost and their own family members are saying, yeah, well, it's good. Yeah, I know it hurts you now, but this needs to happen. What mm-hmm. needs to happen? What is the ultimate goal? Why are we going through this to lower the debt? And we're going to get rid of the national debt. We're going to have a balanced budget. Oh, no. This is to fund $4.5 trillion in tax cuts for the very wealthy. That's why we're having these conversations. That's why folks are feeling the pain. It's not for some great other reason than greed, folks. That's what it is. Come back with us, 855-752-4842. We're going to have some sound, probably, of Brad Schimmel and Derek Van Orden. Oh, it's going to be a great day. Join us on the lines, 855-75-CIVIC.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin. And over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for joining us. You can join us on the lines as well, 855-752-4842. Happy Friday. JustPS working hard on the board. See you folks lining up. We'll get to you shortly. Talking about our Friday night action, man. What are you doing? I'm going to go see an old Jewish man talk about the oligarchy, man. That's what I'm
there
about.
There are a few better ways to spend an evening, although I'm going to be playing Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, that's not bad. I wonder if Bernie plays a little Dungeons & Dragons.
I bet he does.
Also, not just Bernie Sanders, again, according to the Urban Milwaukee, Mark Pocan, he released a statement. He's going to join Bernie today. Here's what Congressman Pocan from the great state of Wisconsin had to say. I'm excited to hear Bernie Sanders speak to my hometown of Kenosha to discuss the Republican ripoff, the massive transfer of wealth from the middle class and those aspiring to be in the middle class, all to pay for a $4.5 trillion tax cut for the wealthiest Americans.
All right, Mark.
My man. I'm glad Bernie is taking this discussion on the road. It's important people across the country, especially in the Midwest, understand what the Republican majorities in Congress want to do to them. Again, this is the Bernie Sanders Fighting Oligarchy, Where We Go From Here tour in Kenosha at UW Parkside. Congressman Pocan also will be there as well. 855-752-4842. Happy Friday, folks. Let's get to some callers. Phil from Minneapolis, you are up. Welcome, Phil. What do you got for us?
I first heard of Bernie Sanders while I was driving through Vermont in 1981, and he had just won his first race, but his second or third race for mayor of Burlington, Vermont. Yeah. And every word, every paragraph I heard for several minutes, I became a Bernie bro, essentially. Yeah. That was in 1981.
Wow.
And you know what? The media continued through the decades to minimize everybody's exposure to Bernie Sanders. He would say, I'm going to give an issue statement. And instead of setting a camera up and letting people see and hear the issue statement from Bernie, they'd rather show his opponent's empty podium.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why do you think that is, Phil? You think that's a media that they don't want to hear it, that they're down for the rich? I mean, what's the motivation?
Yeah, Well, I think that we should rename the Republican Party the Reverse Robin Hood Party because they want to steal from the poor and give to the rich.
Yeah, but there's more of the poor. Just take a little bit from the poor, and it ends up being a whole lot, though, Phil.
A lot more than a little bit. Come on, you know that.
Hey, Phil. Let me ask you. 1981. You've been a fan of Bernie. Has he strayed in his consistency, to your understanding and your listening to him?
100% consistent. If anything, he has gotten a little bit smoother in his construction of his laying out his issues.
Yeah.
I mean, when he first started out, this was over 40 years ago, guy. Remember?
Yeah.
Over 40 years. I mean, and he had already been a student activist when he was going to school. And, you know, he had participated in demonstrations and, you know, gotten police exposure. And so, I mean, he knows what happens when you try to go up against, you know, the man.
Yeah, for real. Phil, let me.
And he figured out how to make it. Pardon?
No, I was just going to say, as it pertains to Bernie Sanders and this fighting oligarchy, where we go from here to going out on the road, doing something different, at least getting out and talking to people on the road. There's been lots of discussions and consternation about the Democrats as a party and their reaction to this, you know, shock and awe and all of, you know, open up the floodgates of these this administration and their executive orders and so forth. What's your impression of Bernie going on the road? Do you think it's going to be effective? And what would you like to see some others in the leadership of the Democratic Party do in the face of this Republican mega onslaught against our institutions and the bureaucracy at large?
Well, I think the biggest problem is that I've heard of all these demonstrations all across the whole country, many, many, many cities having thousands of people show up demonstrating against what the Republican Party is doing and what the president is doing specifically. And there has been practically no major media discussion or exposure or showing even 5 seconds of any one of these rallies or demonstrations or marches. And all I can think of for sure is all of these right wing and Republican people and organizations are just scared of MAGA because, I mean, good heavens. If a Democrat would have said 100 minutes of all the lying that President Trump gave on right. Tuesday night, you think the airways wouldn't be torn to shreds for weeks just talking about how much every single thing, almost every single thing he said was either an outright lie or such a distortion or just like you could tell it was like they gave him a bunch of numbers and he didn't know how to read it. The most bizarre thing is, so they told him about this a big amount of money that was put for this research where they had to rearrange the genetic makeup of some mice. And yeah. He misinterpreted it or misread it, or somebody was letting him get away with claiming they were turning transsexing a bunch of mice for research. And that's not even close to what they were doing.
Yeah,
they were altering the genes in mice so that they could do research on the mice and get results that would let them use a similar kind of line of research for people, for solving people's illness.
Hey, man, I saw Jurassic Park, Phil. We don't need to go down there. Yeah, I know. Trans mice, come on. I mean, thank you for the call and your comments, Phil. Thank you for hanging out with us in Minneapolis. Appreciate it, man. Yes, the expectations that I have, I don't want to be lied to. I can't sit in a room and have a guy like Donald Trump just sit there and lie to me. And we can articulate the lies. There were lots of reporting in the national news, CNN, Washington Post, New York Times. Hey, here's all the things he said. Not really true. Needs more context. And I mean, it wasn't great. It wasn't great. And how is this guy, this communicator? You know, certainly he says words, and he certainly is able to gin up the fear of you Republicans, not just the fear of what Donald Trump would do if you go against him, or you're going to get primaried to the right by the MAGAs, or you're going to get outfunded from the Elon Musk, but fear of the others, the fear of the trans. It was the trans election or this one, right? All the fear. Well, come on, man. The guy wants to put the Declaration of Independence in his office, and what, you're going to get some ketchup stains on it? Maybe you should read it. It says We'll tell you what it says on the other side. 855-752-4842. More of your calls as well.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation calling on Wisconsin to reduce its carbon emissions by over 50% over the next 5 years and reach full carbon neutrality by 2050. The bill, titled the Climate Accountability Act, is the first piece of state legislation that would mandate greenhouse gas reductions if passed into law. Lawmakers say the bill also prioritizes equity and economic growth in the clean energy sector. They hope the bill brings attention to the effects climate change can have on public health, economic stability, and environmental justice. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has announced record-high graduation rates for high school students last year. According to new data from the agency, the 2023-2024 school year saw about 91% of Wisconsin's high school students graduate on time. Officials say that marks the highest rate since the 2009-2010 school year when the state changed the way it calculated graduation rates. Attendance rates also increased and chronic absenteeism decreased, marking the best numbers since the 2020-2021 school year. Sawyer County authorities say two men have been arrested following a standoff that involved firearms and explosives. 47-year-old Michael Aaron Colalillo Sr. and 40-year-old Zachary Horan are facing multiple criminal charges in relation to the January incident. Authorities say they responded to an altercation between Colalillo and a victim, which involved allegations of assault, illegal firearm possession, and the creation of homemade explosives. That incident led to an extensive investigation by authorities before the arrests. The University of Wisconsin-Superior has announced three new sports teams coming over the next couple of school years. According to university officials, the school will add women's lacrosse at the NCAA level, as well as two club teams, men's ice hockey and men's soccer. The club hockey and soccer teams will make their debuts next school year, with women's lacrosse beginning in the 2026-2027 school year. The university expects to begin their search for the women's lacrosse coach this spring. The school now features a total of 20 varsity sports. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Keanu Reeves says John Wick 5 might not happen. The actor spoke to Extra and said that John Wick 4 didn't leave much room for a John Wick 5, which is an understatement because John Wick died in Chapter 4. Reeves said the role is very physically and mentally demanding, but also said, never say never. Translation, I want a lot of money to do John Wick 5. Ione Skye, who starred opposite John Cusack in 1989's Say Anything, has a new memoir out called Say Everything. In the book, Skye says she and Cusack had sex, but not while filming the movie. Skye says it was years later that they reconnected and wanted to see if on-screen chemistry could be found off-screen, adding it was something she needed to get out of her system. Skye wanted to clarify that the hookup with Cusack happened after she divorced Beastie Boy Adam Horowitz. Skye also said in the book that it was when she was married to Horowitz that she discovered she likes women. That'll pump a guy full of confidence. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight. A low in the upper teens. For the weekend, more sunshine than clouds and warmer. High in the mid-40s Saturday, upper 40s Sunday. Dry through most of next week and warm. Lots of 40s and 50s, even some 60s. Currently 40 degrees.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Congressman Mark Pocan.
Already people can't get appointments as easily at the VA hospitals. Already farmers aren't getting their grants. Federal employees are losing their jobs. And this is just the real life ramifications of what's happening.
If you can't convey the impact of these cuts, the people that are getting bad information are just going to think he's just cutting wasteful spending.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Dr. Omar, we sometimes think I'm going to lose weight. I'm at the gym 3-4 times a week, and then 2 months down the road, they see that they've lost 3 pounds.
Think of the 4 main things to help us balance: how I sleep, how I eat, how I live, and my relationships. Don't shy away from seeking therapy. We need to seek that support to keep our health goals going.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. We'll be right back.
Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. I've got an off day coming up, but don't worry. We've got you covered. We'll be chatting with Mark Pocan at 3 o'clock about the Elon Act. Do we really want billionaire overlords controlling our government?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
People say that I'm a bad influence. I say the world's a rape. I'm just adding to it. They say I'm teenagers suicidal. Come on, do as I do. Go ahead, get mad and do it. People say that I'm a bad influence. I say the world's already. I'm just adding to it. They say I'm teenagers suicidal. Come on, do as I do. Go ahead, get mad and do it.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Friday to us all. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Got Jess, P.S. working hard on the board. Thank you, Jess. You folks are lining up on the text line as well. Same number. Uncle Tony from Columbus says this. Dems are talking about going to the Republican districts to do town halls now that the Republicans won't anymore. Brian Tyler Cohen asked AOC if she would do that, and she's all for it. She welcomes the engagement. I believe the Dems did that in Van Orden's districts a couple weeks ago. It might be wrong. Well, I do know, Uncle Tony, that Mark Pocan has invited Derek Van Orden to one of Pocan's town halls. I'm not sure if there's been a response to that, but we'll get to some of this as well. But if the orders from on high to address, you know, raucous town halls just to not do town halls. I don't know that that's really, you know, hearing from your constituents.
If your constituents are saying things you don't want, simply don't listen to them.
Right. They're already doing that. And I remember the Tea Party, man. Those are some rowdy town halls well. I don't remember that the Dems stopped doing anything like that, but I could be wrong. 855-752-4842. Rita and Steve from La Crosse. Yeah, my old stomping grounds.
One of them.
Welcome to the show. Happy Friday, Rita and Steve. What do you got for us?
Yeah. We were just talking, and we want to know where the heck Kamala is.
Where's Kamala?
You know, we washed the pavement for her, and a lot of people did a lot of stuff for her, because when we get into these groups, hundreds, they go knock on hundreds of doors, and she could have won. Well, she didn't. Okay, well, that's debatable. But I'm just saying, where is she? Where is she? Where are the Democrats?
I haven't heard of.
Our Bernie's always there. Our Bernie's always there for us. And I want to know where Kamala is.
That's a great question, Rita and Steve. Before I get into it, I do have some reporting from Newsweek about her, at least her intentions. But you're right. She hasn't been out there, and why not? I mean, and everyone's got to do their own thing, right, Rita and Steve? And, you know, you got to go back. You got to lick your wounds, you know, kind of get a lay of the land, do your thing. I can certainly understand a breather for the former presidential candidate. I mean, what a rush that was, man. You know, remember, I mean, Biden drops out. It's in. It's full blast for months. And, you know, you lose a close one. So I certainly can appreciate, you know, a little time. Now, I think it's about time, though, Rita and Steve. What would you have rather have seen? We haven't seen her yet. We have some reporting about maybe she'll run for governor of California. But as supporters, what would you have liked to have seen up to this point that you haven't seen from Harris?
Well, I would like her to go on the road and talk to all of us that stood behind her. Look at Trump. He lost, and he was out there for 4 years we have listened to that orange man. And I think people really do love her. And I wish she would just come out and talk. I want to see somebody in the Democratic Party to do something. Every time AOC tries to do something, they try to stifle her. I get these old ones out and bring the new ones in.
Yeah.
But keep my Bernie there, because we love Bernie.
It's not just an age thing, right? It's about the content, the quality of the candidate. Great points, Rita and Steve. Certainly appreciate it, your perspectives. As mentioned, Newsweek, the reporting here that I have found, Kamala Harris' chances of becoming California governor, according to the polls, this came out yesterday. The actual numbers, as it comes down to it, let me pull it up here. Let's see. Harris, of course, would be the front runner. California Politics, The Hill, conducted a poll February 10th and 11th among 1,000 California registered voters. Nearly 6 in 10 at 57% would vote for Harris as governor. So she got she's a front runner due to the name recognition, certainly. But I'm with you guys. I'd like to see her. I do think there is, and I do have genuine affection and appreciation and respect for Kamala Harris. And I get you got to take a break. But you know, we also needed her and we supported her and we want her to be part of that conversation. Certainly love it when Bernie is, but Bernie's only one guy, man. He's getting up there. And he's put it all on the line when he, you know, old guys like that go on the road. I mean, that's not an easy thing. And he does it because he believes it and he knows it and he's been consistent about it in his heart. And we all should be that. And what is the point of Bernie? What is he telling us? That we're getting shaken down by the billionaire class. That's what's happening. The same thing with Mark Pocan. And I mean, maybe it's the eternal struggle. You know, maybe people are just sick of hearing about it. But look what's going on. All this angst that's being created. This is not to make government more efficient. It's to hack government so they have spend less money on the services that provide for the welfare. You know, they send one of those originating documents for the people of this country. And for what purpose? For what purpose? Well, they have to fund a $4.5 trillion tax cut. That's it. And that's basic. That's really it. I don't know where else you need to go from there. And this whole Declaration of Independence thing, I'm going to get to that as well. Maybe President Donald Trump wants to hang this in the Oval Office or something. You know, it's a pretty fragile document, you know? And he's known to be a little volatile
a little
himself.
Messy.
You know, I mean, catch up on the walls and all that. A little greasy burger fingertips. No, dude. No, hells to the no. Not only that. You don't read it. You don't know what it says. But I'm gonna hold on to that for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Rita and Steve, thank you so much for your contribution today. I hope Harris gets out there. We do. I think we have a lack of leadership. One other question I guess I would have asked Rita and Steve is the opinion of the House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer over at the Senate. What do you folks think about it? Now, my understanding, Hakeem Jeffries was not pleased as the leadership with, you know, the way the Democrats conducted themselves in this last presentation from Trump to the Congress. And it was they weren't from the brief reading I saw, and it wasn't, you know, trying to tell them what they must do, but trying to encourage them of being more strategic in how they perform. Let's put it that way. But people are mad. And I get it. And the Al Green man, I'm down for that. These folks want to cut these safety net programs for one reason, to give money to rich people. And we don't have to put up with that. We wanted to go back to the FDR days and tax these cats at 70, 80, 90%. We can do that. Mm-hmm. And if they're going to pull the Ayn Rand and think you're going to go, where are you going to go? You're going to go to China? Good luck with that.
Have fun
with that. Where are you going to go? Go to Saudi Arabia? Go hang out with your pals over there? Maybe you're going to go to Russia? Be an oligarch in Russia? I think there's a few of those out there. We know they've influenced the 2016 presidential election, according to the Republican Senate report. So, no, I call the bluff. We have the power. We, the people, if we engage, if we do it, if we use our numbers, it's simply a numbers game. They can throw all the trash on the radio, on the television. They can have all their right-wing information silos to their sycophants. There's way more of us, especially if you call in the folks that don't vote, haven't been engaged. We want to change things. All we got to do is get up off our ass and do it. And be nice. It'd be nice if we had some encouragement from some dynamic leadership in the Democratic Party, man.
That would be nice.
Well, I mean, and Bernie's independent, right? I mean,
Bernie's
an independent.
Yep.
So, it doesn't matter. It's fine. I mean, obviously, he caucuses with the Dems quite a bit. But this is the constant struggle. This is the eternal struggle. And this is what the country was founded on. When Donald Trump wants to put the Declaration up like a Hummel plate on his wall.
Mm-hmm. And we should note, he wants the original
yes.
Declaration of Independence. He doesn't want a replica like anyone can buy. He doesn't want a beautifully ornate, engraved, gold-plated. No, no, no. He wants the original, which is behind so many layers of protective equipment. He wants to go full national treasure on this.
Man, there's something written on the back. He's got a plan.
He's
plan.
He's learning about the lemons.
who is it? Nicolas Cage,
yeah.
Right? Trump's got a plan. But what was the point? What was the point of that? This document, this historical, the original, you want it's on the wall. What was the point? It was to break away from a monarchy.
Yeah. Declaring that we don't have kings in this country.
And then these megas refer to Donald Trump as king. I mean, this is the thing that's going around, and it's so super offensive to me.
He's referred to himself as king.
It is so offensive. I mean, because it is everything that this country is about. That's what was the formation of the country. If you believe the hype, that was the point, to break away from a monarchy, to break away from this belief that the monarchy is absolute. I mean, you do not have any rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in an absolute monarchy.
No.
Yo, the king can snap their... Man, come on, you ever watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to put it in some perspective for you folks today. Think Game of Thrones. That was good, very entertaining. But no, man, there's some brutal stuff.
I'd much rather watch that. I don't want to live that.
No, right. But that's how it's been the majority of civilization.
Absolutely.
You know, those with the power, those that are bigger, those with the better tech, can just oppress everybody else. And if you believe in this Declaration of Independence, that we have unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, you cannot also think that we can do that under a monarchy, that we can do that under authoritarianism, we can have that under some sort of fascism or whatever, you know, weird creation, a personality cult that you want to call it. Because all of those things go against the very thought and the idea of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, man. Do you people understand what you're saying? Do you get that? Because it's going to come on all y'all at some point. You got a king? Yeah, it's all great. It's all fun and games. The first half of the movie is always good until you're the one getting called to the court, until you're the one being falsely accused, until you're the one who doesn't get a trial, who doesn't get any of the protections that we have in this country. It's a nod and a snap and off with your head. And you think that's funny? You think that's amusing? Is that entertaining to you? Wait till it comes to your door. Or let's not go there. Let's recognize where we're at. Let's appreciate our history. So when King Donald wants to hang up the declaration, the original Declaration of Independence in the Oval Office or in his bathroom or hoard it with the rest of his secret documents, he's not honoring our history. He's not appreciating the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. He's hanging it on a wall like a trophy, like the head of a deer.
Something that he conquered.
That's what he's doing. And I think that's terrible. And I don't want to live in that kind of world. And I'm not going to live in that kind of world. I will use every effort that I can to fight against that. Because that is the whole point, folks. And we talk about all these, you know, the trans and the gays and all this. Listen, everyone has the same rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I will always, always, always support the underdog in that regard. I mean, the oppressors, it continues. And they're not going to stop doing it because they feel bad about it. You got to fight back. You got to push back. You got to recognize what the situation that we are in. These, I believe, not normal times. What is normal, right? You know what I mean? What is normal? But these are times that try men's souls. Something like that. I think there's someone, Harvey Cabe, I know someone who said something like that once. I don't want this president, who his followers believe to be a king, that want to give him extraordinary executive powers, that this sycophantic GOP mega Congress abdicates their rights and their obligation to we the people. They are the closest to us. That's why the power of the purse belongs in the legislature. Every 2 years, folks, we can kick them out. Every 2 years. What is our expectations, man? My expectation is pretty low. Don't BS me to my face. Appreciate and respect what we have here, this weird little experiment that we've hunkered along, we brought along, continue to fight for it. Keep on fighting for it. That's what we do. Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salve Show. Happy Friday to us all. We're going to get to some of your calls as well. And as promised, Derek Van Orden, he's got problems with some of these town halls. We're going to get to that sound because, you know, it's all you communists and Nazis out there. What? aren't some of those folks your constituents, like Republican megas, that might be a little upset with what's going on? Come back with us, 855-752-4842. Bad influence. I say the world's already blue. I'm just adding to it. They say I'm what? Teenagers knew as I do. Come on, do as I do. Go ahead, get mad and do it. Just let it go. People say that I'm a bad influence. I say the world's already blue. I'm just adding to it. They say I'm what? Teenagers knew as I do. Come on. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In a brief to the North Carolina Court of Appeals, a bipartisan group of former county election directors urged the court to reject a claim that as many as 65,000 voters were ineligible last November. And a former state Supreme Court justice is arguing in another appeals case that gerrymandering by the state legislature is akin to stuffing the ballot box. We followed the claims from state Supreme Court candidate Jefferson Griffin that as many as 65,000 registered eligible voters had incomplete registrations in a race he lost by 734 votes to incumbent Justice Allison Riggs. The race is the only unresolved election in the country. In late February, a bipartisan group of 42 former county election directors filed a brief outlining why the voters should be considered valid and concluding the citizens of North Carolina who obey the laws and the direction of the elections administrators should not have their votes discarded. In another North Carolina case, former state Supreme Court Justice Bob Orr is arguing in state appeals court that the legislature's gerrymandered voting districts manipulate election outcomes. By packing voters by party into a district, he argues, it violates the state constitution's guarantee of free elections with a fair count. Orr told the Charlotte News and Observer, if they can't stuff the ballot box, how can they stuff the voter pool? We have more on both cases at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Friday to us all. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Jess P.S. working hard on the board. You folks are lining up on the phones and the text line as well. Our conservative buddy, Mark from Sussex, he texted in, is this live or a best of? Same crap, different day. Good God. Find something new on Trump if you have to. Dictator, king, Nazi, etc. Getting old.
Well, yeah, it is getting real old, Mark.
F and A, Mark, you know what I'm saying? Call me consistent. I'm kind of like Bernie in that regard. I'm going to keep on saying it until your guy stops doing it. The guy put himself out there with a crown on his head. You think that's funny, Mark from Sussex? You think that's cool? Man, we got a whole different idea of what it is to be an American, Mark. I think that's antithetical to what the creation of this country is supposed to be about. What our founding documents very articulately say, and I'm going to keep on saying it, Mark, if you don't like the fact that I think your guy is acting like a king, well, then maybe he shouldn't put pictures of himself with a crown on his head. You know what I'm saying? How about this, Mark from Sussex? You get your guy to actually start acting like the executive branch, a co-equal branch of government. How about that? How about he actually respects the courts? How about that? How about he actually goes through the processes and honors and follows the law in enforcement of the law? That's the executive branch obligation. It is Congress that dictates what the money goes to, dude. Trump cannot, as an executive, decide not to spend the money. That's not his role. That's not his purview, dude. So you, and to me, when you jump across the line like that, no, y'all, Joe Biden did it with student loans. Yeah, whatever, man. Come on. It's not even the same game. It's not the same fruit, man. It's not even the same thing. So when your guy is trying to impound money that was legally allocated by Congress, by we the people, our representatives in the legislature, their Congress, every 2 years, they got to report back to us, right? And, of course, we're influenced all the time by the oligarchs and the big money spend and the dark money groups, all now totally okay, thanks to Citizen United and a handful of other cases. But, Mark, you think that's totally fine. As we slowly wean ourselves off of the knowledge and understanding and the history of really what's going on in this country, as we embrace our ignorance as some sort of pious endeavor that we want to, it doesn't matter. It's me. I got my opinion. And that's all I need. Mark from Sussex? Well, good luck with that, man. I prefer to live in the real world. I prefer facts. I prefer politicians that don't lie expressly right to my face, man.
Constantly.
And I get it, man. They're politicians. Yeah, lawyers, politicians. Hell, texters on political talk show host lines. We all got stereotypes, Mark, from Sussex. So, no, I'm going to keep on saying it. And maybe it gets old to you, man. It's fine. Go listen to some of that other stuff. Go listen to your right-wing talk radios telling you how great everything's going. Tell them how awesome it is that this guy's had all these executive orders. We're a 1 week from a government shutdown that you Republicans don't have your ducks in a row to stop. Where is that, Mark? Eventually, it's going to hurt you, man. Eventually, it's going to hit you. Eventually, a cut somewhere, an action somewhere, a king somewhere comes for you, Mark. And then what are you going to do when Hulkamania runs wild on you? Oh, my God. I had you. 855-752-4842. Weren't expecting that one.
I wasn't.
All right. We got so much to get to, but let's get some callers. Jake from Milwaukee, you're up. Happy Friday, Jake. What do you got for us?
Hey, happy Friday. I was just wondering, I mean, to me, looking at watching that speech in Congress and watching the Democrats, it was, I mean, I'm a Democrat myself, voted for Kamala, but it was just so embarrassing to see the little bingo paddles calling them a liar.
Yeah.
And all that stuff.
Yeah.
I just think the lack of a strategy. We know Trump is a liar. We know he's a felon. We know that he's trying to destroy our democracy. But, I mean, where did that get us last election? And if I'm an independent or I'm someone who sat out the last voting cycle, or even worse, I voted for Trump, and, you know, maybe I don't like some of the things he's doing, it's hitting my pocket, and I tune in to watch that, that's the party you want me to align with? Seeing them, it was embarrassing to me, and I thought it was just immature, and I think it kind of, you know, I don't see any end in sight, not only with Trump trying to crown himself king, but also I don't see the Democrats doing anything to put themselves back in the forefront to take over.
Yeah, Jake, thank you so much for your observations. I tend to agree with you. I think there could have been, you know, given the circumstances, a much more orchestrated, better aligned effort than, so, some ping pong paddles with some sign with some letters on them, man. You know, the way that, and we talked about this briefly yesterday, Jake, the way that when Al Green stood up and said his thing. Mm-hmm. And again, even that was it helps in the long run. But at the time, you couldn't really hear, couldn't really, you know, quite get to it. And he was alone. So if he had done that, and like a minute or two later, Donald Trump says the next lie, and someone else stands up and calls him on it, and they get escorted out. And every 2 or 3 minutes, someone, you know, objects to and pulls an Al Green on whatever BS Donald Trump was spewing every couple of minutes. That would, and until the entire Democratic caucus has been escorted out by the police or the sergeant at arms. That, I think, again, timed every couple of minutes, that would have been great. I think that would have been very impactful. And it's justified. It is absolutely justified. Al Green was doing what he did for his constituents, many of which are going to be hurt if these efforts from this administration continue. And again, let us remind ourselves, what is the motivation for all of this? It is so they can fund $1.5 trillion in tax breaks for the very wealthy among us. We the people, there are many more of us. We don't have to put up with that. But you have to put up with some commercials and come back with us on the other side. Got lots of people holding, lots of people texting. We're going to get to every single one of you. Plus, I promise, Derek Van Orden, Brad Schimmel, hell, maybe some Judge Susan Crawford as well. Stick around.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, if America alienates its allies, how will that affect us here in Wisconsin? Retired Major General Randy Manner joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Can our NATO allies continue to rely on the United States under President Trump? What is your take, Professor Barrington?
The conversation had been going into Friday. Can Europe just get a seat at the table for these negotiations? The right question now is, can Europe build a new table?
Mm.
And I think that's where they are. February 28th, 2025 is going to be remembered as, a pretty key date.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Authorities in New Mexico say actor Gene Hackman died of natural causes due to severe heart disease with Alzheimer's a contributing factor, and that his wife Betsy died a week earlier of a rare virus. ABC's Trevor Ault is in Santa Fe.
Gene Hackman died from cardiovascular disease that was significant, and it was, as we heard, complicated by Alzheimer's, which would also explain him being at home after his wife had already passed. And they also went into detail about this rare sickness that appears to have killed Betsy Arakawa, hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, which is a very rare disease. It's not quite as rare here in New Mexico.
President Trump hosting a crypto summit at the White House today, meeting with digital currency leaders on ways to boost cryptocurrency, including the president showing support for a U.S. strategic cryptocurrency reserve. In the Northeast, another day of strong winds and storm gusts up to 60 miles per hour expected. And in the Colorado Rockies, an avalanche danger still posted. This is ABC News.